Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited Q2 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Aman, and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining the Kirloskar Ferrous second quarter results call. We have the senior management represented by Mr. Kumar Sri, the Managing Director, and Mr. Srivatsan, the Executive Director of Finance and CFO on the call. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kumar Sri for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, all the participants. Thank you very much for joining this call, the quarterly result call of Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited for quarter two. It's my pleasure to start with the highlights, and after that, it will be followed with the question answers. During this quarter, we were running with all the mini blast furnaces running, all three of them, quarter one, MBF1, MBF2, and Hiriyur mini blast furnace. The iron production during this quarter is 142,000 against 148,000 the quarter two last year, and of course, much better than quarter one, which was 96,000 because of upgradation stoppage of blast furnace two. The capacity utilization in the blast furnace is up to almost 99%. We have been able to also increase the productivity in the foundries. All the three foundries put together for the quarter, the total production is 35,200 metric ton, up from 32,000 metric ton. Sales quantities for the quarter two this year, pig iron 128,969 metric ton against 139,000. Castings from 30,100 metric ton has moved to 34,700 metric ton, which is almost 15% increase in the casting production. However, the pig iron, sorry, casting sales, whereas the pig iron sales is down 7%. One of the reason being lower production during the starting of blast furnace two. With this, sales value-wise, we are at 1,133 crores. We crossed the 1,000 crore sales in a quarter against last year's second quarter of 958 crores and quarter one sales of 950 crores. With respect to sales realization in case of pig iron, which was close to 43,000 rupees per ton in quarter two, and now quarter two this year it is 50,400 rupees per metric ton. Of course, it was almost 60,000 rupees per ton in quarter one. The casting sales realization compared to last year quarter two, which was 110,600 rupees per metric ton, has gone to 131,100 rupees per metric ton, which is an improvement of almost 18.5%. Our RMSP is under pressure compared to last year's company level was 70%. It has gone higher to almost 76% because of the commodity price variation mainly coming from coking coal. Whereas our power and fuel remains less than 3%. Employee-related expenses around 3.2%. With this, we have improved the EBITDA from 153 crores in quarter one to 160 crores in quarter two. However, it's lower by 17 crores compared to last year, which was 187 crores. PBT at 114 crores improved from 109 crores in quarter one, however, substantially lower compared to quarter two last year. PAT at 82 crores against 120 crores last year's second quarter. We continue to maintain the reasonably good return on capital employed, and inventory status across current assets remain under control. Overall, the quarter two, though under pressure because of the coking coal prices, we could manage the inventory valuations as well as the sales realizations, and supported by increased casting sales and casting sales realization, we could maintain the overall performance in terms of achieving the top-line growth and maintaining the bottom line at decent levels. As all of you know, we are moving towards slightly lower coking coal prices into quarter three and quarter four, and that should support us in terms of mitigating the variable cost in quarter three and four. During the quarter, as all of you know, the Government of India introduced tax on export of iron and steel products, which has put tremendous resistance for export of pig iron by some of the pig iron manufacturers, and also same is applicable to export of steel products. This has dampened the demand for iron and steel products in general. Also very important to note that this year has been a phenomenal year. The rain has been very well spread, but rain continued almost for full 5 months across India. Certain sectors naturally get affected with the extended rainfall, one of them being the construction industry and thereby the demand for steel, and also pump industry and its related, the pig iron demands. So in spite of that, we have been able to operate all the three blast furnaces normal and also load the foundries in full, and we could maintain the casting and pig iron sales in full. As all of you know, our board of directors met recently, and the boards of both KFIL and ISMT decided to merge ISMT into KFIL effective from 1st April 2023, and we are starting the process of the merger-related activities in line with the board and the committee decisions. In the swap ratio for the shares of merger is 17 shares of KFIL shares for 100 shares of ISMT as the swap ratio for merger of ISMT into KFIL. As regards the casting demand, with the rain situation coming to end, and we expect some improvement in the demand for the steel and iron picking up, and hopefully it should support us in the coming months. And also it's important that coking coal for the coming months, the bookings have been at lower price compared to what we consumed during quarter two. This should help us in improving our margins and profitability in the coming quarter three and quarter four. We need to look at how the things progress in the coming quarters. In addition to this, we await government decision in giving relaxation for export of iron and steel products, and hope that government will lift the export tax on iron and steel products from India export out of the country. And as regards the loan position, we end up about 1,000 crores of loans as on 30th September, and as on date, our loan position is around 800 crores. And we expect that coming quarters, the loan outstanding on KFIL books will go to a level of about 700 crores. And it's in line with our plan and program for acquisition, as well as plans and programs of CAPEX and loan management. In the meantime, as all of you know, we completed the upgradation of Blast Furnace 2, and the benefits thereof from upgradation of Blast Furnace 2, we have been able to realize in line with the plan and program. So we are getting productivity increase from Blast Furnace 2 and also reduced coke consumption. And with that, we are left with BLT change for Blast Furnace 1, where it will make some difference in improving the production and in reducing the coke consumption. And we plan to take this activity either in the last quarter of this year or the first quarter of next year. Same thing applies to relining of blast furnace in Hiryu. We may be required to take that activity towards the end of this year or at the most going to the next year. Whereas the pulverized coal injection project has been started, and we expect to complete that project in quarter two next year, that is quarter two 23-24. The project of coke oven and power plant phase two is progressing well, and we should be making the coke oven and power plant operational in the month of January 2023. Whereas the second foundry in Solapur or the fourth foundry of KFIL will be ready for commissioning towards end of November. And we should be able to commission online or at the most going into the month of December. And thereafter, we will be working on gradual capacity utilization and ramping up of the production and sales from line two. Apart from this, all other debottlenecking projects and productivity increase projects are in line. And we expect that we should be able to progress well. And as some of you must have seen the results of ISMT, we have been able to successfully turn around the company, ISMT, in terms of achieving higher sales. And we have been able to increase the sales in ISMT towards 700 crores in a quarter with very decent profit before tax of 44 crores and profit after tax of 33 crores. It's a lot of work in progress still in terms of capacity utilization improvement and cost reductions and profitability improvement. It is the beginning of the turnaround, and we are very happy to know that ISMT gets into profit creation and decent EBITDA creation. But by these results in quarter two, we have been almost able to double the EBITDA compared to the earlier quarters. So we see great opportunities for KFIL in merging these two entities and bring the synergy together. Subsequently, we can integrate from iron ore mining to the seamless tubes as well as machined castings, and that really brings the value to the value addition seamlessly from end to end. We are looking forward to completing the projects and consolidating on the volume growth both in figure and castings, alloy steels, as well as the seamless tubes. With this, I complete my introductory talk or briefing on performance of quarter two, and request we can move on to the question answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. Our first question is from the line of Ashraf Patel from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a stable set of numbers despite an environment of very high volatile coking coal prices. Sir, my first question is, our first half results already reflects the impact of increase in coking coal prices, but coking coal prices have halved from highs of $600. So how different do you expect the second half to shape up in comparison to the first half? And what would be our average coking coal cost in dollar terms of our inventory as of now?
Yeah, first of all, I think it has not gone to half. Our quarter two average price was in the range of about $350 per ton of blended coking coal. And quarter three, at least, I expect it blended coking coal blend price of about $250-$255 per ton. And while the cost of coking coal goes down and cost of coke goes down, there has been also movement in the Pigeron prices. One of demand supply related, as well as because of the export tax and Pigeron. So, however, I still expect that it should help us to improve the margins compared to quarter one, nine quarter.
Sure. And sir, after the upgradation of MBF, our pig iron capacity was expected to increase from 5.4 lakh metric ton to 7 lakh metric ton. But as per the JM Financial meeting presentation, which you have uploaded on the website, you have mentioned that our pig iron capacity would increase to 8 lakh metric ton per annum. So kindly explain that part.
See, there are two, three steps of improving the pig iron production capacity, and these are the projects in pipeline. One is whatever the upgradations we have completed, till date, as on date, I would say that the capacity is about 6 lakh metric ton per annum. And as we complete the pulverized coal injection, we expect to get 12% 11%, 12% production increase, which should take us very close to 7 lakh metric ton per annum. We also plan that maybe after 1.5 to 2 years, we upgrade also Hiriyur blast furnace to almost 300 meter cube, like what we have done on blast furnace 1 and 2. With that, we expect that our total hot metal production, then we will go with pulverized coal injections to very close to 8 lakh metric ton per annum.
Sure, got it. And sir, in casting segment, you mentioned on the last call that due to buoyant demand in the casting segment, clients are asking us to add new foundry lines in addition to the upcoming fifth foundry at Solapur. So what are any updates on that, sir?
See, one thing is, in addition to the foundry four in Solapur, we are working for already two-part foundry or large casting foundry, which again it is in Solapur, should be at 10K capacity over the next 2-3 years. But in the meantime, as you mentioned, reference to my earlier call, the demand is beyond what we have been able to produce with these four lines, which is 200,000 capacity. And we are still evaluating, working, and what can be done, whether we need to go greenfield, whether we need to go brownfield, to have some more capacity to service our customer demands. We are keen to see that our valuable customers get the castings from KFIL as they require, and that may result into adding or acquiring a foundry to increase our capacity. To our stated long-term vision of, quarter million ton castings.
Sure. Got it, sir. And sir, currently, what percentage of Solapur's power requirement is completed by our installed solar capacity of 20 megawatts?
We have installed, I think, 11 to 12 megawatts solar power plant near Solapur, feeding to Solapur foundry, and that takes care of about 50% of the current foundry. As we move ahead, as we are adding the second foundry, we will have to add second solar power plant to take care of at least 50% of the power requirement from the green source and also cost-saving solar power plant. It would be in the pipeline, and we will come up with the solar power plant 2 project for Solapur at appropriate time, very soon, because it saves us power cost.
So we will be doubling our solar capacity at Solapur from 11 megawatt to 20 megawatt. Is that right understanding?
It will go to around 25 megawatts.
And sir, that 25 megawatts would take care of, considering the incremental increased capacity of new foundry, how much of that our total 2 lakh casting capacity captively we can produce power after getting 25 megawatts?
When we go for solar, we can typically take care of about 50 to 60% of the power requirement. And once we go solar power plant 2, then we will be taking care of 50% of Solapur requirement.
And incremental requirement at Solapur, sir, can be sourced after commissioning of second COCO 1, so the energy power can be transferred, extra power from Koppal to Solapur. So after that, would we be completely backward integrated in terms of power at incremental capacity?
The power transfer from state to state and into Maharashtra are not power generation, power consumer friendly. All the taxations, including additional taxation, would be applicable, because of which the benefit gets reduced to very marginal level, like maybe 2 rupees per unit. So it's not very encouraging. We are definitely working for how to increase our consumptions in Koppal itself, with a steel plant rather than trying to transfer the power. If at all we transfer the power and consume in Maharashtra, it's only temporary measure till our consumption comes up in copper.
Sure. And sir, out of
then we get the full benefit as we use in house.
Got it, sir. And sir, out of our 900 crores of capex towards coke oven upgradation, foundry line, everything, so how much is still remaining to be spent?
You can say that we will complete about 400 crores last year and another 400 crores this year. And, you know, we again build up new projects and we will have now ISMT merging with us. We will have ISMT solar power plant, which could be about 300 crores capex. We will have PCI and PCI and oxygen and nitrogen plant. So we will have even next year about 400 crores of capex, which would be basically two solar power plants and pulverized coal injection. And maybe we will also bring out phase two of foundry in Solapur. So we typically do all the projects in phase one, phase two, where 70 to 80% we cover in phase one and add 20 to 30% after a year or so, just to mitigate the cash flow, but it won't affect the capacity utilization because first year we don't use the full capacity. So we will continue to have next year also about 400 crores of capex in addition to 400 crores this year.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. Request you to join the queue for any follow-ups as your several participants are waiting for their turn. Also, before we move to the next question, I'd like to remind the participants to limit your question to two per participant. If time permits, you may join the queue for any follow-ups. We have the next question from the line of Sunil Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and really hearty congratulations for such a smart and very timely move of merging ISMT. Sir, my question is a little bit on ISMT. When we acquired, I think your statement on cost reduction was there. So if you can a little bit elaborate on which are the segmented parts of the cost where you can see very high scope of cost reduction over maybe 2 years.
Yeah, I just mentioned that we have been able to work, very quickly on acquisition in the first 6 months. And we have been able to improve our sales realizations and also reduce the procurement cost by, various strategic approaches. And thereby, in the quarter two, we have been able to double the margin and go very close to 9-10% EBITDA kind of thing. So this is not really attacking the core cost difference areas. What are the core cost difference areas compared to the best competitors in the field? One is, of course, the employee-related expenses. KFIL at 3.2% and ISMT was at 10 to 12%, and we have now brought them to around 7%, 6.5 to 7%. Our approach to reducing the employee-related expenses to sales is by growing on sales. So we expect that within the next 2 to 3 years, we should be able to increase our sales by at least 15 to 20% per year for the next 2-3 years, which should bring the employee-related expenses down to around 4 to 5%, which we consider as respectable, reasonable, and we should leave it there, though we will keep working for productivity and cost effectiveness on employee related expenses further. This is actually number two high cost component, but number one cost component is power and fuel, which we were 17, 18, 19% levels. by capacity utilization, by mitigating and repeatedly carrying out energy conservation audits, energy conservation activities, we have been able to bring it down by 1.5% in these 6 months. And we'll continue to do small investment to mitigate power and fuel. But the big number will come through two things. One is, I just mentioned, we will be investing 300 crores to bring 70 megawatt solar power plant, which is expected to give us a savings or benefit of about 60 to 70 crores per annum. And that we plan to bring it up within next 1 year time. And subsequently, we are also working how to bring cost-efficient steel making in Hospet, and also subsequently working further on how to bring green energy, either solar or wind, additional quantities into ISMT, and then bring down the energy, power and fuel from current level of 15-16% to at least 8-9%, which will take the EBITDA of our business in ISMT from current level of 9-9.5% to 15-16%, which we consider as a decent level.
Great, sir. Sir, my next question is, could you talk more on the current scenario for demand for casting, machine casting? What is happening from customer side? What efforts we are taking? And how you see next 2-3 years?
You know, one is the India story, whether it is tractors, whether it is automotive or it is earth-moving equipment, continues in my view. There are some headwinds because of the export restrictions, but I would still say that it's very robust. When I meet customers, I find that many big OEMs, very crucial OEMs, still are talking about manufacturing certain products in India, doing 100% export, or doing manufacturing in India and 85% export, or all tractor manufacturers talking about 30% export of tractors. So it's not only for consumption in India, but it is consumption into Europe, America, and many parts of the Asia. I feel there is still tremendous opportunity to us for exporting equipment and vehicles, and export of engines, and also export of machined components. So as long as we keep our quality and delivery levels, service levels high, I still feel tremendous opportunity for us going forward to 2,50,000 or 3 lakh tons of casting manufacturing over the next 2-3 years.
Great, sir. My sir, last question is, during the last many years, you have done a really commendable job. Which are the area of your concern where you want to see that you require a team or maybe some technology or maybe some investment? Where is your focus for next year or two?
No, I think very important is the ISMT was a big acquisition for us, as big as our own company. In terms of people, it was bigger than us. In terms of business, it was smaller than us. Making ISMT a cost-effective manufacturing company and delivering the products and quality services would be key and focus for us. And we would like to bring the entire, say, close to 3,000 crores sales from ISMT, beyond that going forward, well integrated into KFIL and also well integrated in terms of profitability levels. Power and fuel challenges in steel making to be addressed. And we are very clear that this acquisition and these challenges will open more opportunities to us, to open more product lines to us, and definitely, you know, handling multiple locations and solving such high power and fuel cost challenges and converting them into better profitability would be the challenges where we look forward to work and resolve these challenges.
Yes, sir. Wish you best of luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sunilji.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Poladia from Giri Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is on merger. What kind of shareholder approval is needed for this merger?
Yeah, I think in addition to all the committee and the board approvals, I think we need shareholder approval from both the companies.
Is it a majority of minority shareholder approval needed in the ISMT?
I think so.
So, with current price, do you think the majority of minority will approve? Are you confident of that?
I think a lot of deliberations have happened with the valuers of both the companies, and we have given the independence to the valuers to bring fairness to both KFIL and ISMT. As all of you know that KFIL has been a well invested and still looking forward realizing those well invested investments which are yet to come and in pipeline, and whereas ISMT is a challenging company where though we have done the preliminary turnaround, lot of investments, capex, and lot of work is required to bring the value out of ISMT business. Hence, I think the valuation teams of ISMT and KFIL have worked and brought out these ratios, and I'm sure that they will help us and they will defend these valuations to get the requisite approvals. We are quite optimistic that we will go through the approvals, because it's not only KFIL shareholders who appreciate the efforts and the performance of KFIL. I am sure that even the ISMT shareholders appreciate the efforts and performance of KFIL, what we have done in a short period. I'm sure they value the merger and acquiring KFIL shares as precious, and these are long-term looking. One should look forward long-term, and one cannot look what is the share price today. But if you look at the long-term horizon, last 2 years and next 2 years kind of thing, I think the ratios are fair to both the shareholders.
Great, great to hear that. And in fact, yes, ISMT turnaround is very, very quick. It's much ahead of the expectations. And as you have already elaborated that it's just beginning, looking forward for that. Sir, just one question on pig iron. Sir, what are the current ruling prices, and where do you see demand supply in short to medium term?
See, our biggest concern is not the demand for pig iron in India. It's definitely a well-balanced demand-supply situation in India. But as all of you know, certain quantity of pig iron was always exported from the plants which are shore-based, like Goa or Vizag or something. And with the restrictions or with the taxation, export tax on pig iron, the export is getting, no export is happening. That much quantity is again has to be sold in India, thereby the pressure on the prices of pig iron. And maybe it has helped in mitigating the inflation, but it is affecting the pig iron price. And with coking coal prices, which came down to 250, again climbed to 330. At $330, current PGM prices are not sustainable. We only look forward that this tax on export of iron and steel product is not encouraging India's steel growth story. We are all looking towards a 200 million ton steel industry in India. If that has to happen, substantial export is required out of country, and certain markets, like even European markets, looking for Indian steel. I'm sure we get the support of the government, and this export tax goes away, which will support the realizations coming to reasonable level in line with the commodity prices.
Okay. Sir, what is the export of pig iron? Is it more than 10% or somewhere around that?
I think it's about 20%.
Okay. So it's substantial quantities right now.
Yeah, it was going because regular tenders of Vizag and regular tenders from Goa were happening, and it was getting balanced with the export. And also, 10% of the steel was getting exported out of the country. And also, there is 10% import of the steel from the country. We don't make all kinds of steel, so we always import something, but we also export something, and that was how it was balanced. I'm sure that balance will come back with government basically having achieved its objective on mitigating the inflation. They should once again encourage 10 million tons of steel export is a big earner for foreign exchange, and we definitely need foreign exchange for India.
Thank you, Mr. Poladia. Request you to join the queue for any follow-ups.
Mm.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Bharat Sheth from Quest Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, first question is on this pig iron, this coal mining, that have it got started, and if we have started at current price, what will be the cost will come down?
Are you talking about iron ore mining?
Yeah, iron ore, sorry.
Yeah. See, iron ore mining, unfortunately, no major change in that, though we have got a couple of approvals, and file has moved forward, and hopefully one of the mines should start shortly. And as you know, these mines, one mine is at 36%, other at 55%. Overall, we are at 40% or 45%. It will give a substantial benefit, and I expect benefit to be of the order of at least 2,000 rupees per ton.
Okay, fair. Sir, and how do we see pig iron volume this year and casting volume overall this year and next year? And
This year, I have already spoken earlier conference calls also. We would be producing slightly above 5 lakh tons, and sales could be slightly less than 5 lakh tons because we consume internally also. And next year, I think our production will go up by close to 15%, maybe 80,000-90,000 tons. We should be able to go very close to 6 lakh ton because we will have 90 days stoppage of blast furnace one in the next year. In spite of that, we expect to get around 6 lakh ton of hot metal output next year.
And casting, we have already reached, say, 66,000. So full year, could it be little more because now once Solapur will start, and next year?
See, this year we are 140,000 tons. And we can expect, we have yet to work out another 15% growth over this, and about 160,000-165,000 is what we look forward next year. And load the new foundry in couple of years, is what we look optimistically.
And last question on my side. Sir, one of the largest customer, Daimler, is changing the source of engine from current vendor to Cummins. So how do we see that will play out for us?
We will change the customers.
So it will not affect us, correct?
No, we will try and get the order from where the engine will come.
Okay. And that will help us, I mean, some, because Daimler currently is getting machining through some third party. So this can open a new source of machining for us?
I agree with you. Any new customers, if they are, definitely we will be always happy to supply the casting in machine condition. We can set up machine shop. We also work with partners to deliver machine castings. It can be definitely an opportunity for us.
So what is currently, I mean, machining portion, and how do we see this casting volume growing, so machining keeping the pace?
Currently, our machining volume is about 3-4 crores per month, about 3 crores per month.
In rupee value?
In rupee value. And in terms of percentage, you can say about 20% of our castings are machined and supplied. And any new development, we always offer machine casting. And if they don't have machining facility, then we get the opportunity to do that.
To understand, I mean, this casting realization which has increased, so that also because of some product mix change, a little more machine product, and apart from price increase?
No, the major increase is because of the commodity price increase and thereby the casting price increase. You can always expect as the commodity prices have come down, the casting prices could come down marginally. And all the new castings, which are Euro 6 and more critical castings, they are at higher price. So the increased price is the combination of all the three.
Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you very much, Varshit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Digant Haria from GreenEdge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question is on ISMT. We referred that maybe 2 years, 3 years down the line, we could reach a revenue of somewhere close to 3,000 crores in ISMT. So what would be the mix like there between the alloy steel and the tubes? And within tubes, what kind of tubes are we really looking at? If you can just give some broad overview, no specific answers needed, but just what the output in that 3,000 crore revenue could look like.
No, major revenue is from tubes because steel made what is not rolled is consumed in-house. So we have been selling maybe 7-8, not even 7-8, 5,000-6,000 tons per month, like 60,000-70,000 tons of steel, which you can say that about 500-600 crores of alloy steels, and rest is all about tubes. And all the tube sales are seamless tubes. Still, we don't make any welded tubes in ISMT. So maybe in future we could make that, but right now it's all about seamless tubes. So if we are going like 3,000 crores, so you can say that except 20% alloy steel sales, so 80% would be seamless tubes.
Okay, sir. And then the 15% margins, which is our aspiration, is obviously taking into consideration that most of the revenue will be in the tube segment, right?
Yes. I mentioned it is likely to be 80-20.
18-20%. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir, and congratulations again for reporting stable numbers. Would you be able to share the sales volume at ISMT, sir?
Can you repeat?
Sir, would you be able to share the sales volume of alloy steel and tubes in 2Q FY23 at ISMT?
I am not really prepared for the figures of ISMT. Maybe I can do that from next quarter. Right now, I do not have. I will not.
Sure, sir. Sure, sir. No worries. And my second question would be, sir, you just said about that two-part foundry, the large castings, a 10-kiloton capacity. So, I mean, have we already started production over there? Does this mean that our casting capacity is 210,000 tons? I mean, if you can throw a bit more light on that, I mean, how that will ramp up, what kind of revenue can we expect from there?
Basically, I just mentioned that we have just started the process of developing two-part foundry and started in a small way, and in a couple of years, maybe two, three years, we should reach 10,000 tons of two-part foundry castings, and which can generate maybe 200-250 crores of revenue.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, Sahil. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Yash Chandak as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I would just like to ask you first question on the coking coal cost, which you said was $250, which is expected for Q3. So is it FOB Australia or consumed at plant? Is it DMT or WMT?
No, this is CIF Indian port.
CIF Indian port. So that means, sir, we are saying that in Q3, if 250 CIF Indian port, roughly we have bought at what, 220 or 210 WMT? But for the index flow, we have bought for the next of.
We don't buy an FOB. We buy an CIF, and we bought at around that price. 250 is the blended CIF cost.
Right, sir. I'm just trying to get a sense that.
Yeah, 220 FOB. I agree. Around 30, 31.
So around at the lowest of the index for this year, we have stocked for entire Q3, sir. That is what we are saying.
Yeah. Yeah. We have done that.
So that was a spot purchase?
We purchased. Yes. These are like spot. We don't have index-linked buying and long-term arrangements. We don't have because again, we are spot. Our buying is spot.
Right, sir. Right. Sir, my second question is on the side of pig iron NSR, which you have shown is 50,429 rupees, which is, sir, how much can I take on an average to be freight component out of that?
No, this is net of freight.
50,429 is net of freight. Sir, then if you can share some light on how much is the value of foundry grade out of it and how much is the basic grade out of it on a very high level?
No, we don't give all these details because they all are part of the more intricacies of the business.
Oh, okay, sir. Understood. Very well understood, sir. Sir, just last question on the upcoming BF relining part. So what kind of volume we are expecting to lose due to this 40-45 days of whatever relining operations we take in January, December, end of January, which you are saying?
20,000 tons of hot metal in Hiriyur.
Okay.
About 55,000 tons of hot metal in MDF 1 in Hosmer copper.
So this both will parallelly go simultaneously in January, the month of January?
No, we won't do that. We won't do that. We will do one at a time because otherwise our customer will suffer. We don't.
Right. Right. No, sir.
One by one. Most likely, Hiriyur will happen this year, and copper will happen next year.
And sir, when we take when we reduce our production of hot metal in this time, so what exactly we do for FG, at FG level? Do we reduce the production of castings, or do we reduce the production of pig iron, merchant pig iron?
No, see, we consume very small quantity of pig iron produced in our own foundries, less than 10%. So casting production is independent of hot metal production. So they are not interlinked. So casting production will happen as per the casting requirement. Pig iron production, whenever there is a shutdown, we produce less, and we don't generally stock pig iron. We sell day to day, every day basis. Inventories are like 1 or 2 days inventory.
Understood, sir. So very clear. In that case, in January, we will be losing roughly 20,000 tons of sale, and later in year, probably in FY24 Q1, we'll be losing 50,000.
You have to take with a little bit calibration that we will lose lowest realization phase, not average realization phase.
Understood, sir. Understood.
Yeah, wherever, like, you know, freight is 4,000, there I realize less, that will lose. So impact will not be proportional when we reduce the sale.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to paucity of time, that will be our last question for today. I now hand the conference back to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think it's wonderful talking to all of you. And I would like to thank all of you for joining this call of Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited Q2 earnings conference call. Look forward to seeing you after the next quarter. Thank you. Thank you, one and all.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.